Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's Mood.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's Mood.com to get started.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
Hang on. So sneezy today. Got it out. I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Happy Friday. All right, let's kick things off with the first talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. The 35th from Reno. 3 a.m. I am trying to get the first talk back of the day. I want to let Matt Daddy know that he's the best thing to ever happen in my life. He's the best person on this planet, and things just would not be able to get done without him. And we are out here for his bowling tournament, and hope you win everything. No regrets. Love you.
Yeah,
there you go. Sweet. I love that.
That was very sweet. So hopefully Matt Daddy takes home the balls or the trophy.
The trophy.
Yeah, whatever
I
you get.
Both. I think both. He'll bring the balls to the event and then take home the trophy.
But you also take home your balls.
Right, that's a good point.
But you might even encounter some extra ones while they're there.
I think you probably get your balls cleaned after the tournament.
Definitely the polish. Before and after.
People have been touching them and stuff.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people's hands on your balls.
Yeah.
And fingers inside
them,
too.
And they don't wash their hands. You don't want that bacteria to just be festering.
This is a very long-winded way of saying good luck in the tournament, Matt Daddy.
Good luck. All right, Fridays, Chidi is with us. And you tweet a lot, no offense. So Graham does a dramatic reading.
I know they're a thing called croc feet, but what about Ugg feet? Sorry, I sometimes stumble over Chidi's.
I'm sorry. I saw that typo. I was like, I knew he was going to read that one.
What do you mean? Okay, there's a thing called croc feet. We've talked about that before. That's where your feet, what happens to your feet again?
Your feet basically expand
to fill out the.
Because crocs are so wide. They say that if you wear crocs enough or too much, that your feet will kind of slowly start to expand a little bit and they'll get wider.
Got it. Now, Chidi, you're saying, is there a thing called Ugg feet? Why do you ask?
Because I feel like my feet have expanded and I've been wearing Uggs.
You started growing wool?
No. Oh. No, but I just feel like they started expanding because I tried on some heels and they were kind of tight. And I was like, I've been wearing Uggs literally every single day.
But when you're not wearing Uggs, you're wearing Crocs.
Yeah.
So it still could just be croc feet.
So you got crug feet.
Yeah.
It's a combination of croc and Ugg feet.
Yep.
Chidi, where were you getting some heels to go?
Church.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought, I was thinking like no, date. Right, like she's hitting the club.
No, remember Gen Zers aren't wearing heels to the club.
Oh, that's right.
Sneakers.
They're wearing
if you go to the club, Chidi, you'll wear sneakers.
I think I have one time, but yeah,
I
would.
I could never do it. Yeah. Oh my God.
I hate wearing heels. They're so uncomfortable.
I know, but you just have to. It sucks, but you have to.
Just wear your Uggs to the club.
Yeah, you're right.
Be ultra comfy. Wear your jammies.
Wear your jammies, too.
Whatever you would wear to the DMV or to the airport, just wear that to the club.
Or just, you know what? Buy croc heels. Oh, wear those to church.
I think I'll pass on that one. Those are ugly.
I realize I don't have to give up dairy. I could just take lactate pills.
Wait, first of all, you never gave up dairy. You still drank it anyways. And ate everything you weren't supposed to.
I know, but then something happened. I was like, okay, I probably should give it
Wait,
up.
Wait, what happened that made you change your mind? It was that bad?
I think we know.
Yes.
Something so horrific. Tell us about
it. So explosive.
No, I was at work, and then I tried one of the blended coffees, and there is milk in there, and then I drank it. It was just 5 ounces, really small. I drank it, and then an hour later, my stomach starts hurting. I think I got to go home.
For people that don't know, I mean, she's talking about working at Dutch Bros, and that's a tiny, teeny, tiny little hut that you're sharing with one other person. Mm-hmm. And if your stomach is ready to go, full of Pucano, thoughts and prayers with that other person in there.
Did you go home? You
I left did work go early? Home. I was like in the verge of tears because my stomach was hurting so bad. I felt like I was going to throw up. It was just really bad. And I was
that
like,
was
you know,
so instead of coming out the other end, it was gonna you were gonna throw it up.
Both, yeah.
Both. any exit that they could find out of my body, think, it was gonna find
you,
it.
You don't think you could have just gone at work?
No, I mean, like, it was, I was in pain. Like, it was hurting a lot. So.
Wait, is there a bathroom in that little hut?
There is a bathroom. And
really?
I was in. Yeah.
Or is there like a window as like people
there
are pulling
no
through the drive through and you're like, hey, don't mind me. I'm just sitting on the toilet over here.
Oh, no, it's not like that. You
oh
can't
my
see
gosh,
anything.
But that drive home must have been miserable.
It was. I drank some Pepto-Bismol so fast.
Oh, my God.
Look, if I was your coworker in there, I'm pissed.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know you're lactose intolerant. Don't go chugging a bunch of milk over here and then be
milk.
Like, hey, I got to go home. Right. My stomach hurts. Like, no, I got 40 cars waiting to get a latte here. And then somebody chugs some milk when they know they shouldn't. And then they just bail out.
Well, I didn't chug milk. There was a little bit of milk inside of the
How
freeze.
How is she supposed to know? She says it's a hit or miss. Sometimes yeah. she's fine.
Yeah, but you know that you're rolling
things.
The dice on that. You don't gamble on
so,
a fart.
Wait, so now are you're taking lactate pills like regularly?
No, but I'm like, now I just should just keep them in my purse. So if I do want to drink milk or
so
cheese,
how does that work? You just take it right before mm-hmm. or is it like a thing you take every day?
You take it right before.
You just like wrap it up in a little piece of cheese, like you're.
And then, you trick yourself.
No. Yeah, you trick yourself. So you can take the pill easier. Oh wait, no, that's what I do with my dog. Wrap it up in a little piece of cheese.
Let's do one more, yeah.
Yeah, why the hell not? Cut my lip trying to shotgun an energy drink.
What is SMH. Wrong with you? Oh my God!
You make some questionable decisions, GD.
Listen, that's like a part of the Dutch culture. I was at work. We were going to shotgun to get hyped for like whatever.
When you say Dutch,
for work.
Dutch culture, you're talking yeah. about people from Holland?
No, people that work at Dutch Bros.
Oh, got it. I was thinking like windmills and like tulips
oh,
and stuff.
I mean, they could. They
more
could
Dutch
be
culture.
Joke, energy drink.
Yes, some of that.
But I opened, I knew the one that I opened was pretty bad. But so I just gave it to myself, and then when I was shotgunning, it like got stuck on my lip, and then like, it was in
oh,
there.
You didn't make a good cut on
no,
the can.
No, I did not. And
then you had a heart attack after.
No.
Which kind
I'd
of energy
so
drink
scared.
Were you shotgunning?
Oh, the Rebel that Dutch Bros makes. They make their own.
Dutch Bros has their own canned energy drink.
Yeah.
Any good?
Not really. I mean, you have to put flavor and stuff into it. Like it's just a plain energy drink. Like, there's no flavor into it.
What does that mean?
Like, it's just...
You gotta mush up your own raspberries into it? Like, I don't get
no,
it.
No, like, you put your own syrup, like, strawberry, pineapple. Like, you can make it taste really good. But
that's, like, the base.
Yeah, the base is plain.
That's just the energy part, and then you make it your own drink. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I've never heard... Interesting. Selena's eyes lit up.
Yeah. Don't introduce Selena to this.
Shotgunning energy drinks? Make your own flavor energy drinks?
You work there? Bring some us on Fridays. Yeah, bring us some on Fridays. You know what I mean.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Four!
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Reminder to avoid 80 eastbound through the city this weekend. They are closing a 1.6-mile stretch between 17th and 4th Street starting tonight, 11 o'clock, all the way through Monday morning. The Bay Bridge is going to remain open, so if you do have to drive that way, you're going to be rerouted through city streets. You are urged to take public transportation.
It's going to be a mess. Avoid at all costs. A Carmageddon. I saw another post say the other day. Do you like that better? Carmageddon?
What was the other
one? Well, mine was Traffic-ageddon.
I like Carmageddon.
Dang it. Somebody else got it. I mean, it was right there in front of me. How did I not see that? All right, coming up, a thrilling play-in win over the Clippers in L.A. The Golden State Warriors stay on the road for another do-or-die game tonight in Phoenix against the Suns. If Curry can conjure up some more vintage Curry magic and carry the team to victory, the Warriors will officially make the playoffs as the 8th seed. That'd be a pretty big achievement considering the team only won 37 games in the regular season. 8th seed does unfortunately have to play the top-seeded and defending NBA champs, the Oklahoma City Thunder, and that would be a very tough series. Tip-off tonight against the Suns is at 7 o'clock.
Go Mets! For today, highs will be in the upper 60s to low 70s. Temperatures should be very similar for tomorrow, and then they're going to drop on Sunday as the storm gets closer. You guys, a little bit of rain may arrive by Sunday night, and that's going to continue through Tuesday.
Hey, Aries bestie.
Hey!
your day is going to be a 9 out of 10. A brand new chapter is starting for you today. So write down your goals and set those intentions. Whatever you've been dreaming about, it's time to go get it.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Go, I had Aries, a doozy of a dream myself last night.
Ew, that's disgusting.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Graham, let's talk.
All right, a couple of things for you gamers specifically. If you're a gamer, listen up. The FAA looking to fill the next generation of air traffic controller positions. We are in need of more air traffic controllers, and they think gamers are the perfect match. Starting today, April 17th, the FAA is going to start accepting applications to alleviate the ongoing shortage that they're facing in the industry. They have 11,000 controllers currently working, 4,000 in the pipeline, but they need thousands more to be fully staffed. And again, they think the next generation of air traffic controllers is gamers. They think that the just the skill set in gaming applies very well to air traffic controlling. How safe would you guys feel if the next crop of air traffic controllers in this country were all a bunch of gamers?
Not very safe.
What are you talking about? They're skilled with the controls. Yeah. And sitting in one spot for a long time. You got to sit up in that tower for a long time and just eat Funyuns and drink sodas. Mm.
I guess I'd want to know, like, what is your game style of choice? Like, some of those simulators thing, like, if you're doing, like an air traffic control, like, simulator or,
that,
like...
That sounds boring.
Like, but, like, that stuff, I'd be like, okay, fine, I think you get it. Like, maybe you are familiar with the terminology and stuff like that. But if you're playing, like, Roblox...
Okay, well, if they're playing, like, maybe, Grand Theft Auto or something, they're out carjacking people and slapping hoes.
I love that game as much as the next person, but
maybe not that one.
I don't think so.
What do you mean? You don't think that applies?
Not really, no.
Maybe one that just tests your reaction time, one where you're like maybe Call of Duty or something like that. Like,
okay, you're out there blasting people. You know what I mean?
But I guess that a little more, because you're having to like be aware of like everything going on in the game.
True.
And you know,
they're so concentrated,
quickly, and you're strategizing.
Yeah, Call of Duty, you're using a rocket launcher to like shoot down planes and stuff like that. You want that person controlling your landing?
I would trust that more than someone who's on Roblox playing obbies.
Right.
What's that?
Exactly. Ask your kids. They know.
My kid plays Bed Wars. Whatever that is. I don't get it.
Something else gaming related.
All right. Police in Ohio had to be called for a welfare check at a woman's house. She's a 91-year-old resident. And they have, it's actually kind of a cool program where they have volunteers. They call and check in on elderly people that live alone, and they call, and this woman had not returned her phone call or picked up any of their calls, so they sent police out to check on her. It turns out, you guys, great news, she's doing just fine. She was there at home. She was actually in her bedroom. She hadn't heard any of the calls and had missed all the attempts to contact her because she was gaming. She was playing video games, and she said she missed the calls because she was so focused on beating her high score in Bubble Pop. It's the game that she's addicted to. What the hell is Bubble Pop?
That is so cute. I imagine it's kind of probably like a Candy Crush, but like just bubbles.
Oh my God, I love it.
That's what I'm imagining.
91-year-old woman, again, marked safe, but it was just because she was holed up in a room trying to break her high score.
That is so cute.
At Bubble Pop. Would you like her to be your next air traffic controller?
No, I would not.
Why not?
But I want to be her when I'm
91. She's that focused on the screen.
No. When I'm 91, though,
you want to be here?
Yeah.
Alone, at home.
Okay, maybe not alone, cats, but...
Maybe not even cats. She lived alone.
Oh, but playing video games, that sounds nice at 91.
Well, yeah, I mean, what we'll just have, she'll have video games because you won't have any kids or grandkids to come visit you. Because you
I'll
hate kids.
Nieces and nephews.
Oh, but nieces and nephews, let me tell you about them. They're off
How often
college.
Do you visit your elderly family?
Yeah, that's true, because they'll be like in their 20s.
You go visit your great aunts and uncles a lot?
Not all the time, actually.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, at least I'll have video games.
At least you'll
have Bubble Pop.
You'll have Bubble Pop.
Next on the JV Show, we are going to talk about AI, a couple of things that we would like to bring to your attention. One of them has to do with Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. ChatGPT's got a new collab going.
That you can do. Yeah, we'll explain next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. This is Joey from San Jose. Hey, can we talk about how Selena be going viral on Instagram Reels specifically? Like, she be getting over hundreds of thousands of views. She got 10 million views, 5 million views. I never heard you guys talk about it, but maybe who gives a fart?
Thank you for noticing. Yeah. Wow.
Who gives a fart?
How do you feel? Like a viral queen a little bit, you know.
Yeah. So. And tell us more.
That's it. That's not it. What?
So you have some video, some reels. If you hand out, let's give out your Instagram handle.
So my Instagram is Selena on Air.
And how do you come up with these ideas?
I steal them from other people. I'm like, hey, that's funny. I should remake that.
Okay. All right.
Not all of them, but most
plagiarism, but I like the formula. And people are probably curious. You get a video that has, like, you know, 10 million views or something. Like, let's talk about the dough. Like, how much are they padding your wallet?
Zero.
What do you mean?
Zero.
You just said you're viral queen.
Doesn't mean I'm getting paid.
It doesn't?
You Instagram, no. Yeah. Yeah, you should, especially if you have a page that's monetized, but I don't know why. They just don't offer that to all creators. So.
Aw.
Wow. So they just look at you like, we don't care that you've gotten 10 million views. We're not offering you anything.
Yeah.
Well, that's awful.
Yeah, I'm looking at your one. I see the bunny or the rabbit one. That is disgusting.
The boba one?
Boba. Oh,
yeah, can we repost that one on our page? That was good. I liked that yesterday. That made me crack up.
Yes, repost it.
All right, go follow.
It will ruin boba for you, though. Yeah. That's what everyone's saying.
It will. Go follow Selena on Air if you want to see the viral queen and her reels. You have some great ones on there.
Thank you, Grammy.
All right, new collab alert, you guys. New collab. Starbucks and ChatGPT. Are joining forces because Starbucks knows, look, they've got a lot of options and they see people walk in to their shops day in and day out and stand there scratching their head like, what should I get? I don't know what to order. Well, in steps ChatGPT, because they say you can now go open a new chat window with ChatGPT and just tag them at Starbucks and upload a picture of yourself even and just say, what should I order at Starbucks based on my picture? And ChatGPT is going to analyze your vibe and really dive into who it thinks you are. And then it's going to curate the perfect Starbucks order for you.
I love it.
Now, each of us here on the JV Show have tested this out right before this segment. So we were ready to talk about what ChatGPT suggested for us. And we can see if, you know, it gets it right. I uploaded a picture of myself. Okay. And this is what ChatGPT had to say. Again, you just open a new chat window and just put at Starbucks. You just need to make sure you tag Starbucks in it when you ask them and then upload a picture of yourself. ChatGPT said, you give off a smooth, classic, confident, low nonsense energy. So if you walked into Starbucks, I'd match you with something bold and not overly sweet. A nitro cold brew. Smooth, strong, and no frills. It matches your bourbon on the rocks vibe perfectly.
Oh my God, how does it know that?
And as much as I want to be like, wrong, bro, that's not what I get. That's exactly what I get. The nitro cold brew.
Graham, ChatGPT got my drink order right as well.
Seriously?
I swear. I uploaded my picture and it said, based on your vibe, clean, put together, a little glam, but still chill. I think that's its way of like calling me still lazy. you feel like someone...
Wait, what did it say? What did it say? You're
clean, put together, a little glam, but still chill.
A little glam, but still chill. I see you in your Crocs and sweats.
I feel like someone who... you feel like someone who orders something that looks aesthetic and actually tastes good. Not just trendy for no reason. And then it recommended that I order an iced brown sugar oat milkshake and espresso.
Ooh.
That's my drink.
Bro, that is your
drink.
That's
my drink.
Oh, that's weird. Gosh. But did it know about the quad shot that you get in there?
No, I didn't get like all the other like specific things, the extra shot and the light ice and all that.
Right, right. But that is crazy that it got your drink. Jess, again, Starbucks and ChatGPT teaming up here. You can just, in a chat you're having with ChatGPT, you can tag Starbucks and upload your picture, and it's going to tell you exactly what you should order at Starbucks. Jess, when you uploaded a picture, what did ChatGPT say that you should order at Starbucks?
So, I actually have never tried this drink before, but maybe it's a drink that it knows I would really, really like. So it says, let's give you a signature Starbucks order that feels specific to you. Pretty, a little unique and low-key memorable without being complicated. And it gave me the...
And this is based on the vibe of your picture that you uploaded. Did you include your cat in that picture?
I did not.
Oh.
It's the iced lavender cream matcha latte. And I do feel like that would be a very pretty drink, so I would totally go for
it. It's one of those newer ones.
How did it say that that's not complicated? That's the most annoying. If somebody ordered that for me, I'd be so annoyed.
But it's on the menu. It's one of their base drinks.
So it wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be a customized drink.
Got it.
Those do look cool, though.
I know. I want to try it.
All right, Chidi, have you uploaded your picture to see what your vibe is at Starbucks?
Yeah, mine said, based on your vibe, playful, confident, and a little chaotic in a fun way, your Starbucks order is an ice brown sugar oatmeal shaken espresso with extra cinnamon powder, vanilla sweet cream, cold foam, and blonde espresso.
Did you tell them you're lactose intolerant?
I did not. But I do.
Did you tell them that sometimes you suffer from...
I have constipation. I did not. Just based off pictures. They could
tell that. I
look like I drink a lot of milk or something.
Okay, well, if you'd like to try that out for yourself.
Do you remember Starbucks, when they were making all these changes, they said they wanted to start, like, implementing AI into how they do things somehow. So maybe this is just, like, the start, like, getting people ready, like, a collab with ChatGPT.
I just, like...
Like, they, at some point, they want AI to just know your order and just order it for you every day.
Yeah, and or make the decisions for you. And part of me, like, okay, this would be fun to try on the show, but also part of me, I'm like, we're building massive data centers and destroying the environment just because we don't know what to order at Starbucks. Like, put on your big boy pants and just walk in there and order a drink. Make a decision, people. Yeah, that's where we're at in society, though.
That's a good point.
I don't know what to get at Starbucks. AI, help.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday, Selena. I will never, ever drink boba ever again. That was so gross. Happy Friday, guys. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Hey, you too. Yeah, thank I told you that video is going to ruin boba for you. I still enjoyed mine, though. It was delicious. It was really good.
This is a video that is posted, Selena, on air, on your reels.
Yes, on my Instagram.
And on our story, JV Morning Show.
Okay, go check out that video that she's talking about. Yeah, it may ruin boba for you.
I still liked it. I might go back today.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Tiger Woods is scared that the courts might get a hold of his prescription history. And oh my God, I would love to see what that looks like. Wouldn't this be interesting? So prosecutors are trying to track down a bunch of information on Tiger's prescription pill use after his most recent DUI and, you know, accident. They want to know, like, what's been prescribed to him, how many times those prescriptions have ever been filled, how many pills come in each one, you know, the dosage, how strong are these things. They want to see if those medications came with warnings about operating a motor vehicle. So they can prove, like, hey, you just disregarded that. His attorney filed a response to the subpoena request stating that it would be an intrusion to his privacy should these records be included in the criminal investigation. So they are waiting for a judge to rule on that. But they're already thinking, okay, if this does get granted and the courts do get all of this information, Tiger's already seeking a protective order to try to keep it from becoming public info.
Yeah, it seems like it could be very telling of what was going on.
I would love to know.
Well, he's a professional athlete who's had suffered a lot of injuries. So his prescription list is going to be a lot longer than yours and mine, I would assume.
I mean, it's also going to be a lot longer because you're a celebrity. When you run out and want more, the doctor's going to be like, sure.
Yeah.
Just cut me a little check and here you go.
Clearly, he seemed to have a penchant for them as he...
Yes.
This is not his first run-in with an accident in a car involving being under the influence of more than just alcohol. And in this case, he had no alcohol in his system.
No, it was only prescription medication.
Yeah.
That's why I want to know how much. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. All right, Grammy, what do you have in trending?
All right, time for another edition of...
Damn, nature, you're scary!
Here on the JV Show, because rattlesnakes have clearly said, hold my beer post-hibernation, it's human biting season now. Hiker in Montecito had to be rescued by fire crews on Sunday after being bitten. This woman was hiking solo on a trail when a rattlesnake got her on the ankle. We don't know exactly what happened, if she stepped, you know, didn't see the snake or whatever and stepped on it, maybe, but it bit her on the ankle. And this part was scary because it was in an area of virtually no cell service. So her calls to 911, they wouldn't go through. She was finally able to get a text to go through to a loved one, it says. And then that person was able to call in to report the emergency. They instructed her to continuously blow the whistle. Not the too short. So, yeah. Well, she had a, I guess she had a whistle with her, and she they wanted her to continuously blow this whistle so that they could locate her and figure out exactly where she was at. And she was like, "What's my favorite word?"
Yeah.
No. Anyways, different. But and so they were able to get to her. She had to be rushed to a local hospital. We don't know. There hasn't been an update that I've seen on her current condition. Hopefully she's doing okay. There's been a huge spike of rattlesnake bites this year. Two of them, both in Southern California, were fatal. Scary. That we've already talked about here on the show. And there have been a bunch of other rattlesnake bites generally aren't fatal, but we've seen a lot of them so far this year. They say that early heat wave that we had brought a lot of rattlesnakes out of hibernation. And just, I don't know if there's just an overall much larger incidence of rattlesnake, you know, activity this year.
Right.
We don't know what is attributing to this totally, but I think it was just an earlier end to their hibernation.
So just carry your shovels around, people.
We'll carry your whistle around with you so you can blow the whistle. Mm-hmm. What's my favorite word?
Yeah, also you can so you can chop the heads off of the rattlesnakes like you used to do.
Right, you should like instead of a walking stick, you should be walking with a shovel.
And if you happen to bam slam it on a rattlesnake just head,
one quick, yeah, that's all it takes. Seems humane to me.
To you.
I mean, it's a, you know, it's better than throwing a pot of boiling water like a lobster we were talking about yesterday.
Aww, yeah.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up next on the JV Show, we got your chance to win a chug mug inside What the Bleep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Good morning. This is Lisa from Marina. Sorry, it seems like a totally random talk back, but I just can't stop rotting my brain with those darn stupid fruit AI videos. It's consuming my life. It's all I do. And I love it. I just wanted to share that for no reason. Okay, have a good day, y'all. Bye.
I feel like those videos didn't start popping up on my like social media as much until Chidi and Jess here started talking
the
about them more.
I blame Chidi.
Totally. I blame Chidi too. I'm off of those now, though, you guys. I stopped watching them.
Really? Now it's not only fruit ones that I get. Like, I sent you guys one that that came up, and it was a cookie that was sending unsolicited cookie pics.
Pics of their bits.
People, yes.
Chocolate chip bits, of course.
And the person that he sent it to exposed him. And
everyone's laughing at him.
And everybody made fun of him, so he went and got surgery.
This is how I know we're doomed and AI is going to take over because we're too busy watching.
They're like, so watching this.
Fruit AI videos.
Yeah. All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins the chug mug. You guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
Yeah. Sure.
I just remember pumping and pumping and nothing was coming out of my which is a problem I've only ever had a couple of times, but it is frustrating.
You're sick.
I usually have the opposite problem, but anyways, I digress. Think about what that bleeped out word so could gross. Be. Remember, this is a family show, you sickos. That bleeped out word in that sentence that you just heard right there is something totally PG and family friendly. So make sure your guesses are, we're not even going to play it. First correct answer of the morning wins a JV Show chug mug. And did I mention you should leave your name and your city along with your guests? Because we want to be able to shout you out if you get
it
correct.
Exactly. Yep. Get those guesses in. We're going to play some of them next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Chidi, did you just voluntarily agree to chug for us?
I did not.
That's what
no,
I heard.
Definitely. Nope. I said
sounded
we
like
are
that.
Chugging today.
Stop manifesting that. Our chug wheel game is coming up 8:20. More on that later. Right now, this is What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And did I say first person to get it right wins the chug mug?
Maybe.
Said it now.
Okay, well, that's how it works. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I just remember pumping and pumping and nothing was coming out of my which is a problem I've only ever had a couple of times, but it is frustrating.
That's disgusting.
Seriously.
All right, let's go to your family-friendly guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Kat from Dublin, and I think the bleeped out word of the day is septic. Blech. Bye.
Ew.
You ever had to pump a septic tank?
Are you asking us if we've ever done that?
Yeah, that was a dumb question.
No.
Yeah. I haven't either, luckily. I have a
really?
Septic tank
I would have thought
on our new property.
Would have.
No. I mean, I've definitely, like, seen it happen, but I've never personally done it.
No thanks.
Good morning, baby. So this is Penny from Concord, and I think the Blink 12 word is balloon. Bye.
Balloon.
Aww.
Trying to pump up that balloon.
Yep. Yeah, I've done that. Nothing comes out. It's frustrating.
Yeah. Yep.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Abby, and I ring from Discovery Bay, and we think the bleeped out word is lotion. Happy Friday.
Why are you pumping that lotion so vigorously, Graham? You sicko.
Mom's banging on the door. Graham, what are you doing in there?
Nothing.
Just pumping my lotion, Mom. Leave me alone.
All right, if you think you know what that bleeped out word is, get those guesses in now on the Talk Back mic on the free iHeartRadio app. We're going to play more of your Talk Backs coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's Mood.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's Mood.com to get started.
All 3 for 9. We're the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Friday. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
And this is What the Bleep, where you can win today's JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, you want to leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I just remember pumping and pumping and nothing was coming out of my... Which is a problem I've only ever had a couple of times, but it is frustrating.
You're
and
so
then you
gross.
You just like keep at it, and you're getting tired, and like
do you pump harder,
sweat.
Or do you like give it a break, maybe shake it around, wiggle it?
Oh,
I know. I just keep going.
Ew.
It looks like you just keep going, but then you're getting tired and exhausted. It's like whoa. A lot of work.
Yeah. All right. Remember, this is a family show. Okay. Oh. So when you leave your guests, it's got to be something family friendly. Let's go to your talkbacks.
Hey, JV Show. It's Christina from Antioch. I think the bleep that word is shampoo. Have a good day.
Shampoo is a great guest.
Very popular guest this morning. Shampoo. That's a great guest. Not it, though.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jessica from Pinole. My guest for the bleep that word is keg. Happy Friday.
That is a really good guess. Have you ladies ever pumped a keg before?
Never.
Seriously?
Why would we have to pump a keg?
That's a good point. Usually a guy will do it for you at a party. Like, when's the last time you went to a keg party, though? Been a minute.
Yeah.
Same for me, but but there was a time where I was at a keg party every single day.
You were pumping it?
Yeah, like you, and if it wasn't your keg, but you could be the guy to pump the keg, that means you just ensure that you could fill yourself a few beers once you finally got to the front. Because there's just a mass of people trying to get around that keg, and everybody's got their cup in there. Fill mine, fill mine, fill mine. It was just chaos at Santa Barbara.
I love it.
Good morning, JV Show. I think the bleeped out word is gas.
And wait, say your name?
Oh. Sebastian from Napa.
Sebastian from Napa, gas.
Pumping that gas.
Not it.
You're a great guest,
that was a very popular guest this morning, yes.
Happy Friday, JV Show. This is Lachelle from San Jose. My guest that bleeped out word this morning is sanitizer. Like your hand sanitizer, you pump but it won't come out. All right, have a good one, you guys.
There it is.
There it is.
All right, sanitizer. Clip unbleeped.
I just remember pumping and pumping and nothing was coming out of my sanitizer, which is a problem I've only ever had a couple of times, but it is frustrating.
Only every now and again, you get the one bottle and it says, you have to twist the thing, you twirl it so that it pops up so you can start pumping it, and just nothing happens.
That is the most
frustrating thing. Same thing for the bottles of shampoo or conditioner and stuff like that.
And it doesn't come out.
Oh my God. So you're just pumping away. Like, what are we doing? How hard is it to make this thing work? Whoever invented the thing where you got to twirl it to get it to pop up to start pumping, you should be slapped. Just make the thing where you just start pumping and it goes, right?
Yeah.
I hate that part of it.
But it needs to have like that lock when you buy it, so it's not just like pumping in the bag when you're on your drive home. Yeah.
But then make a little thing that you stick, that inserts in there, and you like pull the tab and then you pump it. But just make something different.
Okay. No one's ever going to be fully happy. Okay, that's what we can agree on.
Fine, we're at a stalemate. We've been unable to redesign the hand sanitizer bottle. We'll let you know if we come up with a new prototype. All right, let's get some shout-outs. First, Michelle in San Jose. What's up, Michelle? What's up? She had the very first correct answer
Happy
this morning.
Happy Friday to you.
That's a great way to start a Friday with a JV Show Chug Mug. I mean, it'd be better if you won a four-pack of Disneyland tickets, right?
Ooh. I mean, that's coming up.
Probably, like, if I had to do the math on it, like, infinitely better than this little piece of plastic here.
Why a Chug Mug? It's still a
It's a hot item. It's prideful, but, like, you want the four-pack of Disneyland
tickets.
Goodwill
stores everywhere.
This is the last that they're flying off the Goodwill shelves right now, so you want to get yours. This is the last. We need to keep reminding people, last day to win a four-pack of Disneyland tickets.
Yes.
We got one four-pack in our Yep Nope game coming up, and then, of course, our talkback contest going all morning. So tell your friends, your neighbors, your cousins, everybody leave a talkback today. Try to win those tickets. Last chance. Not too many other correct answers this morning. I was kind of surprised. Thought more people would get it. Mylene in Danville had it, though. Look at you, Mylene.
Woo-woo!
Hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing along with our game. Anybody else that squeaked one and I like totally
that
overlooked? Just
was it?
Just these two it? Ladies wow. that got the correct answer?
Mm-hmm. Great
Shame
work.
On you, rest of Bay Area.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones and welcome Monica to the JV Show. Hi, Monica.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You know what you're playing for today, right?
Yes, it's me and my son, Damon.
Hi. All right, I love the teamwork here. For tickets to the Disneyland Resort on the line today.
Huge.
This is a big deal. No pressure, but just like, don't screw this up.
Ooh,
okay?
My heart is racing. My heart is pounding right now. Is that because you guys gave me this energy drink? Am I talking kind of fast? Because it feels like I'm talking a little faster than normal,
Graham,
but I can't really
relax,
tell because my heart is just like
breath.
Racing. But I think it's the anxiety that like maybe they won't get the questions right and then won't win the tickets. I'm like, dude, these
Graham,
are the last chance to win Disneyland tickets. It's not your Yep Nope game.
Graham, it's not about you. It's about Monica here.
Oh.
We're going to ask you four trivia questions. You got to get three correct. And if you can do that, you guys are going to Disneyland. We got these tickets for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go with question number one. In the Disney movie Frozen, what's the name of Elsa's sister?
Anna.
Yeah.
There it is. Easy.
Anna. Who'd you like better, Anna or Elsa? Selena?
Anna. Elsa. She has the powers.
Yeah, but Anna was like the sweeter one. She's trying to save the family.
Cute.
Yeah. All right, question number two. The Matterhorn is a mountain peak in the Alps with an elevation of 14,692 feet. What continent would you find the Matterhorn on?
What do you think? What continent? North America?
The real Matterhorn, not the Disneyland one. The real, like the real mountain peak.
Right. We're going to go with, pick one, Asia.
Nope.
Oh, Europe, the correct answer there. The
that
Alps.
That was a great guess.
The Alps are in Europe.
All right, here we go. Question number three. And it's all good. You're allowed to miss one, so you're still doing great. Question number three. Tony the Tiger is the mascot for what kind of cereal?
Easy one. Oh, no.
Frosted
Flakes. Yes. Oh, my God. Ooh, you scared us there for a second.
Okay, as it often does, it comes down to the final question. You guys need this one, and you got to get it correct to win the four-pack of Disneyland tickets. Question number four, Miracle is a 2004 movie about the U.S. men's Olympic team that defeated the Soviet Union in what sport?
Hockey.
Yep.
Congratulations! You just got four two-day, one-park-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets!
Yes.
Oh my God, Damon plays hockey, so that was the best.
Oh, perfect! Because I didn't even know that. I was like, dang.
You didn't know that, Selena?
No.
Oh.
Did you know
Selena
that?
Selena would probably watch the movie and then be like, it was cute.
Yeah.
It was a cute movie.
Yeah, what was it about? I don't
congratulations,
remember.
You guys. Four tickets to the Disneyland Resort! Hang on.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, and happy Friday to you guys. Hang on there for your winning. Everyone else, we still got more tickets to give away. You just got to leave us a talk back right now. We have until 9:20-ish to do that. 9:25 is when we're going to play the winning talk back. Yes, you must tune in at 9:25, okay, because that's when you're going to have to call us back to claim your tickets.
And this is the final day, you guys.
Yeah. So get those talkbacks in ASAP. Graham, we have some birthday shout-outs?
Yeah, a whole bunch of them. Buckle up. First one here. Good morning, JV Show. I'm writing to request a birthday shout-out for my son, Dante, who turns 16 tomorrow on Saturday. Couldn't be any more proud of the young man he's growing into and just want to encourage him to keep working hard and continue always lead with love. Happy birthday, son. Love, Dad. Poppy and Layla. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Dante.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, what's up, Graham? Wanted to wish our Darla, a.k.a. Darlita, a.k.a. Dardar, a.k.a. Darvis, a.k.a. Conchetta, a.k.a. Dora, a.k.a. Darluca, a.k.a. Stinky Toes, a happy 8th birthday today.
Oh, my
God. We love you from Dad, Mom, Big Sisters, Julissa, and Giselle, and Big Brother Zizi. Yes, happy, happy birthday to every iteration of Darla.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, JV Show. We're sliding into your DMs to wish my nephew, Carson, a happy 14th birthday. He's the sweetest young man. Always thinking about others and is the best cousin. We love you, Carson. Aww. So proud of the young man you're becoming. Love, Lala, Forrest, George, and Ella. Yes, happy birthday, Carson.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, please wish my daughter, Tiani, a big happy 18th birthday. We love you and hope you have the best day. Love, Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Papa, Ty, and Takeo. Yes, happy, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
18, that's a big one. Hi, Graham, returning satisfied customer and sister in your DMs. Want to greet my sister, Maddie, a happiest birthday as we call her Snoke. She's turning the big 4-0. Can't wait to celebrate you this weekend. And you make me so proud raising your two boys as a single mom. You're doing a great job. Always remember, we're always here for you. We love you. And we're going to party this weekend.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Love, Michelle, Michaela, Joe Buster. Yeah, a couple going wild. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning, Graham. Will you please wish our daughter, Isla, a happy 11th birthday? She's an amazing daughter, sister, and friend. We're so proud of the smart, confident, and funny young lady she's become. We love you so much. That is from Mom, Dad, and Asher. Yes, happy birthday, Isla.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning. Mom, sister, and dad here to wish our beautiful daughter, Alyssa, a very happy 14th birthday. You're growing into such a caring, smart, and beautiful young lady. We are so proud to be raising you. Yes, happy birthday, Alyssa.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. This is Tanya from OKC. JV Show, number one in Oklahoma City, by the way. I want to wish my son, Riley, happy 11th birthday. He is kind, funny, and smart. We love him more than there are stars in the universe. We're ditching school and work and going on an adventure today. Nice. Happy birthday, Riley.
Woo! Who gives a fart?
One final one. Happy 12th birthday to our beautiful Ariella. Ariella, you are growing into such an amazing, strong, and kind young lady, and we are so proud of you every single day. We hope your day is filled with love, laughter, and all your favorite things. You deserve the world. Enjoy your special day. Love, Mom, Dad, and Violet. Yes, happy, happy,
happy birthday.
And to everybody that's having a birthday this weekend and that also listens to the JV Show, just remember,
who gives a fart?
That's a great point.
Because we don't.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Bro, David has been arrested.
Oh, I saw
this
that.
Is huge news.
It's been over 7 months since.
7 months?
Jeez. Since that decomposing body was found in the trunk of his abandoned Tesla. That was later identified as then 14-year-old Celeste Rivas, who David was allegedly dating. I mean, all signs point to this guy.
Yep.
And 7 months later, he was finally taken into custody. This happened last night outside of his home in L.A. There has been a ton of pushback from his lawyer, by the way, because David was arrested on suspicion of murder. He was never indicted by a grand jury, and there was never any criminal complaint filed, according to his lawyer. If you recall, there was a grand jury that got together towards the end of last year, and they heard testimony from witnesses like David's manager and even his former best friend. So all of that led up to David's arrest. So I guess now they still have to present the case to the major crimes division there in LA, and then prosecutors will review everything to determine whether there is sufficient evidence to file charges. And that filing decision should come down on Monday. I have a feeling there is enough evidence, plenty of it. And that's what they were compiling over the 7 months.
Right.
So for now, David, he's going to be spending the weekend in jail. Obviously, he's being held without bail.
I mean, usually when a body's found in your car, like, you're generally the prime suspect.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't mean you did it, but all signs are pointing to this guy.
Exactly.
Although 7 months, it seems like
that's
it would have been a little easier
to
compile
the evidence.
I
still don't understand what took so long.
There was so much information that we even were like, hey, look at this.
Well, like Graham said, it's circumstantial.
It's circumstantial. Yeah. If they don't have, you know, the weapon, if they don't have
a DNA or something
like that, that's hard evidence that's to go off of, then, you're just going off what probably few eyewitness or witness thing. You know, if there was no eyewitness to it. Yeah, I mean, like legitimately, they got to find something.
Right. All right. So another Katy Perry misconduct claim has resurfaced. Yes. So first we had that explosive allegation from Ruby Rose, who claims that Katy rubbed her disgusting, you know, what skis on her face. And then there was that resurfaced interview from Anna Kendrick from, you know, years ago where she says Katy aggressively stuck her fingers in her cleavage at the Grammys. And now there's another claim that has resurfaced. This one is from a man named Josh Claus. He was the leading man in her Teenage Dream music video.
Okay.
This is from a long time ago. But back in 2019, he posted this on Instagram. It's since been deleted, but he actually went public with this story because it was the 9th anniversary of the music video he did with Katy Perry. And so he posted that he thought about doing like a special stripped down version of the song, but then he was like, why would I do this? Why would I help her image for one more second? And then he launches into the story about how they met, and they met by singing a worship song together. You know, Katy has a very religious background. She was cool. You know, they met a few more occasions. They were really flirty. And then one day they go to a mutual friend's birthday party at like a skating rink. He greets her. They hug. You know, he had a major crush on her. And then he turned to introduce his friend to her. And that's when Katy pulled his pants and his like boxers out as much as she could and exposed him to everybody that was around.
What in the Epstein files is going on here?
All of their friends. And he said, can you imagine how pathetic and embarrassed I felt? And he posted in 2019, I just say this now because our culture is set on proving men of power are perverse, but females with power are just as disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Interesting.
Oh,
so happy anniversary to one of the most confusing, assaulting, and belittling jobs I've ever done.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
I hashtag believe our survivors here.
Is that insane?
We're about to get a documentary.
I know. Surviving Katy Perry. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Seriously.
We're and 50 cents.
Yeah, we knew more people were going to come out after Ruby roasted.
But then, and this is also one of those things, I mean, put yourself in if you were a male, let's just say, call him a victim of Katy Perry, you know, had you come forward with this 10 years ago or 15 years ago or whatever, people would laugh at you.
People would be like, yeah, are you joking? Yeah. Like it's Katy Perry.
Katy Perry grabbed you? Oh, yeah. Well,
lucky guy.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Who are you?
We would treat, we've always kind of treated that
maybe
differently.
Maybe that's why, no, I mean, he posted this in 2019. I'm just hearing about this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nobody back. Added an eye.
We and obviously it happened differently, but
yeah, it happened. All of this was happening during the height of the Katy Perry, her career, where she was loved by so many that.
Right. This is like during the Me Too movement and all that. So maybe he felt comfortable coming forward and like nobody took him seriously. That's sad.
But I'm just saying there could be so many other guys that have experienced a similar encounter with her that never said anything about it because they probably like, well, I'm just going to get ridiculed for this and or, you know, why even bother?
Wow.
Wow.
It's going to be interesting. Yeah, the Surviving Katy Perry documentary coming next week on Netflix. You know, Netflix is quick with the documentaries.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right, what in the gray whale is going on this year? Bay Area scientists from the Marine Mammal Center have already been dispatched to investigate the deaths of 7 gray whales here in the Bay in just the last month. The first one was on March 17th. That one was an adult female that appeared to have died from a ship strike. And the most recent one was this past Monday. It was a male that was found at Pier 19 in San Francisco, just north of the Exploratorium. The whale was towed to Angel Island for tests. We don't know. They're going to try to determine what happened to that one. This was just days after a previous one was found the Friday, just a couple of days before that. In 2025, researchers, and we covered this on the JV show as the sort of the tally piled up, researchers confirmed 24 whale deaths in the Bay, 21 of them being gray whales. This was the largest number of recorded whale deaths in the Bay Area in over 25 years. So there's clearly something, you know, at play here going on. We don't know yet if this year is going to be the same or bigger numbers than that, but it certainly seems to be on pace for that. Scientists say that gray whales have lost more than half of their overall population since 2016, and their numbers have continued to decline since then. It's very sad.
Dang it.
But we will keep you posted on the JV show, Gray Whale Tracker.
Yeah.
news desk.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
But speaking of animals, did you guys see the video of the seal that like made its way onto City Street?
He was just cruising around the streets of San Francisco.
Just hanging out, going for a walk, wanted to check out the piers,
so
I guess.
Cute.
And the cops are like, you know, shine their lights at it. It's like, this guy's like, I'm just cruising around.
It was so cute. Yeah. He's like, what did I do wrong? Am I getting arrested? That's what that was. The look he had on his face. So super cute.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
And we got some tickets to give away. Man, what a week of winning.
Crazy win.
Giants playing the Dodgers. Jess, when is this game?
This game is this upcoming, well, next Tuesday on the 21st. And yes, they are playing the Dodgers and we are giving someone 4 tickets.
Now, if you left us a talk back at all, I'm trying to get these tickets this week, here is the winner.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Shireen. I'm from San Jose and I'm leaving a talk back for the Giants baseball tickets. I'm going to take my family, my husband and 2 kids, and we're going to have a great time at the game if we are the winning talk back. Can't wait to hear from you. Alrighty, have a good one.
Yeah, you won!
Woo-hoo!
I'm jealous. That's going to be a really, really fun game.
Need to get a win there. Hate the Dodgers.
No, seriously. Shireen, you'll get a call from me later.
And we do have more winning coming up. We still have this 4-pack of Disneyland Resort tickets to give away. You can leave your talkback still, okay? Yep. But you have to be here 9:25 to listen if your talkback gets played, because then you're going to have to give us a call back to claim those tickets. Yep. So good luck to everyone trying to win those. All right, Graham, what do you have?
Shall we call it SantaCon or Scam? Con.
Scam-ticon.
Scam-ticon, because major scam alert,
Is that
guys.
When all the scammers come out dressed like Santa?
No, it turns out the organizer of New York's SantaCon. Now, look, they were inspired because SantaCon started here in San Francisco, and now all the big cities do their own SantaCons. And the one of New York, which has grown into a very, very large event that draws, you know, 25,000 plus people every year to New York City, all drunkenly, you know, dressed up as Santa Claus or Mrs. Claus or whatever. Turns out that this guy, he was, and, you know, a lot of these SantaCons, as is the one here, are raising money for charity. Mm-hmm. And that's what this one was supposed to be doing. It turns out he was just pocketing most of the money and buying himself all sorts of stuff. This guy's name, Stefan Pildes. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I'm saying his name correctly, but he is being charged. And he says they've raised over $2.7 million, but more than a million of that going straight into his own account. He was renovating a lakefront property in New Jersey, buying concert tickets, luxury vacations to Hawaii, Las Vegas, and Vail, a $3,000 birthday dinner. He spent $124,000 on a luxury Manhattan apartment, $100,000 invested in a resort in Costa Rica, and the list goes on and on.
Dang. We should start a Santa Claus.
Scam-ticon in full swings. If he is given the maximum sentence from all these charges, and basically his main charge is wire fraud. I don't. They always seem to get people on this stuff, but 20 years in prison. How much time would you like to see this guy do? Again, he ran SantaCon from 2019 to 2024, maybe even recently. But over those years, it sounds like he was just diverting most of the funds that everyone thought were supposed to go to charity, but instead was just going to himself.
Make him pay. Pay the money back.
That's never going to happen. That's never. I think maybe like 10 years. Let's give him 10 years. Call it a day. Call it a decade, whatever.
I just like white collar crime is just treated so differently. And the sentences are usually very, very reduced. And again, I get it. It's different than, you know, a violent crime or something like that. But they end up going to these country club prisons that are just playing pickleball and texting their buddies on their cell phone the entire time that they're in there. And they get some just
a minute vacation.
Very short sentence. And then they're just back out. Like you're scamming. You've been scamming people out of their hard-earned money. I want to see them throw the book at this guy. I don't know about 20 years, but I think you need to get a lengthy sentence for this.
Yeah, he still won't. That's what sucks. Like, I could never be in a position like that because I feel like that's something I would do. Like, what? Like, they're not going to notice me taking just a little bit here and there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you need a new manicure. I mean, what's $200 missing, you know?
Yeah. Wow. I mean,
it'd be so tempting. I'm not going
to
lie.
No, and look, you need to do your research when you're donating to any sort of nonprofit or charity, because the tax laws and things around these organizations yes. are basically like they can pay themselves whatever salary they yes. want and stuff like that. And so what percentage of each dollar that you donate actually goes to those in need or whatever sort of cause you're donating towards? And usually it's a very small mm-hmm. number, which is incredibly frustrating. So do your homework before you donate. Mm-hmm. But again, SantaCon, you're thinking, oh, I'm spending 10, 25 bucks or whatever, and, you know, I'm donating, it's going to go to a toy or whatever for a kid this holiday season. No, turns out this guy's buying jet skis with it. I don't know if he was buying jet skis, but it seems like something that if you had suddenly over $1 million in your account.
Yeah, that's what I would
do. Yeah, I'd get a jet ski.
But you need a boat, obviously.
Well, yeah. Something to tow it behind. Yeah.
But then you need a mansion off the coast of Miami to dock your jet ski.
And you want to be in good shape, so you get a personal trainer for that.
Oh, yeah. Plastic surgery, probably. You got to get a BBL.
Yeah, you actually got to fill out that swimsuit.
You have to go overseas for that. So then you
need a helicopter ride to and from.
But you don't want a private jet. Obviously don't want to fly with everybody else.
Yeah, and his hair was thinning a bit, so he got those new hair plugs.
In Turkey.
And I think he was on the shorter side, so he
the leg lengthening.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
Yeah. So I guess I see how
hope it was worth it.
Yeah, money went real quick.
We are so stupid.
Uh-huh.
Coming up next.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I know. It's our Chug Bill game. Where is the time gone? How is it already coming up here? All right, that's coming up in a few.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's MOOD.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's MOOD.com to get started.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
And we hate Fridays.
Yeah.
Because our Chug Wheel game.
I hate this.
I love it. America just told it. This is America's favorite radio morning show game in the country. The poll results just came in.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi. Is this Zofia or Sophia?
Oh, yeah. It's
Zofia.
Zofia. With a Z.
Yeah.
I've never seen it spelled that way. I love it. All right. Well, good morning to you. You were on a play, our Chug Wheel game. You are going to be getting a JV Show Chug Mug for playing along with us.
Yeah.
Here's how it works for anyone who's not familiar with this game. We sent Jess out to the streets yesterday, and she asked a random person a question. So we're going to stop down and go through every question one by one. And if you, Sophia, can kind of like guess what that person on the street said correctly, then you get a point. If you get to 4 points, you win the game, and one of us is going to be doing some chugging here in studio. Graham, what is on the Chug Wheel this week?
All right, on this morning's JV Show Chug Wheel, we still have last week's featured item, which is pee water. Don't ask too many questions about that. We have Culture Pop Soda. You've been hearing a lot of advertisements.
Is it
here.
An orange mango?
It actually is an orange mango. That's one of their favorite flavors, one of the founders. Then we have peppercini juice up there. We have banana ketchup, buffalo wing sauce. And then, of course, we always have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. It's still a hearty winter beef and barley soup that nobody has gotten. It's just been simmering on the pot here for, like, I don't know, 2 months. It's probably not that fresh.
Disgusting.
And then we have Dealer's Choice. You land on that space, and you can pick any of those things that you like to chug.
All right, Sophia, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so let's find out who Jess talked to.
This is Atia. I'm from Oakland, California.
Atia from Oakland. Atia. All right, let's get into it. Here's question number one. Listen up.
There are two types of people, those who fold their laundry right away and those who live out of the basket. Which are you?
All right, what do you think Atia said? Out of the basket or she folds her laundry right away?
I think out of the basket.
I live out of every basket I own.
Okay. Doesn't everyone?
Yeah.
Quick point on the board there. All right, let's go to the next question.
Best chicken sandwich, Popeyes, Cane's, Chick-fil-A.
Sophia, what do you think she said? Best chicken sandwich. Who's got it?
I think Popeyes.
Then I have to give it to Chick-fil-A. I'm not a Popeyes girl. Sorry.
It's like she answered her directly there. I know you're going to guess Popeyes, but that's not what it is. Chick-fil-A.
Sophia, you still got 1 point, though. Let's go to the next question.
What's your opinion on AI? Exciting new tool, or it's going to take my job and ruin everything?
Ooh, what do you think Atia said?
I think excitingly cool.
Everybody should stop right now. Save the planet.
Okay. He's against it.
This is great for us.
That's what I share in that sentiment. All right, let's go. 2 incorrect, 1 correct so far. Next question.
You go to an ice cream shop. Do you get it in a cup or a cone?
Zofia, what do you think she said? Is she a cup girl or a cone girl?
I think cone.
I love a cup.
She goes for a cup. And cup woman.
Thank you. Can we get a little recap on the score?
Right now, we have 3 incorrect and just 1 correct.
So, Zofia, you got 1 point. Let's go to the next question.
Is your phone lock screen a picture of your partner or family, your pet, or something else?
What do you think she said? Partner, family, pet, or something else?
I think pet.
It's a blow-up balloon animal.
What?
You guys are giving me crap for using the stock image or whatever, just the weird black background as my lock screen. She's got a blow-up balloon animal. I guess that could be her pet. No. Incorrect.
No point for Sophia on that one.
Sophia, you have 4 incorrect. You got to clean sweep the remaining 3 questions if you want somebody here on the JV show to chug. And believe me, everybody listening wants somebody on the JV show to chug, unfortunately.
Let's go to the next one. Mm-hmm.
Do you actually own an umbrella?
Ooh, what Sophia? Do you think she said?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have like 4 umbrellas in my car.
What?
There are 4 of them.
I have none. I have 0.
Me neither.
I have 1.
I have a couple. Don't know where they are, though.
Yeah, me either.
Okay. Yeah, people have them. Just can't ever find them when you need them.
Yep.
All right, next question.
Can you name 1 current member of the JV show on Wild 94.9?
I love this question. Do you think she can? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think she can.
That's a no.
That's a no.
Wow. That's a no.
And I'm okay with that. I've never been happier to hear that.
Hurt bruises our ego a little bit, but unfortunately, Zofia, you did not win the JV show chug mug game. Everybody is safe from chugging today. That's 5 incorrect.
Thank you so much for playing, Zofia.
Yeah, we hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, have the best weekend ever. Yeah. And you are getting a JV show chug mug, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
No problem. Hang on so we can get some info from you. Wow, this feels good.
Sweet relief.
Coming up next, Jess wants to ask the question, would you guys be mad if this happened to you at a restaurant on your birthday?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
For the Bay's number 1 hit music station, The JV Show with you on a Friday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm TD.
As we are heading into Coachella weekend 2, Bieber performs tomorrow night. Is he going to do the YouTube stunt again? That's all I want to know.
He's not. I don't think so.
No, he can't.
No.
He can't. We just got done with our chug wheel game.
Okay, for future players of the chug wheel game, the answer is no. It's always no. If they ask, do you know someone on the JV show? It's always no. I mean, it's sad, but it's always no. So say no.
Wait, 1 person said yes. 1 person said yes.
Yeah, we've had a yes before, and we have had other JV show listeners out there run into us and be interviewed for the game. That question not always included, though.
Yeah.
But there have been plenty of people that
you never know.
Yeah. And even she admitted she's listened to the show before, and she listens. She just couldn't name anyone of us.
Oh, yeah.
The person that we interviewed yesterday on the street was a JV show listener, but just apparently not well enough to know our names, which has stung the ego a little bit.
That's fine, but we still don't have to chug.
Yeah, so.
If you ever
worked in our favor.
If you ever want to get interviewed for the JV show chug wheel game, you should just cruise around Townsend Street, maybe about like 11 a.m. on Thursday
morning.
Yeah. Right around 4th Street.
By the train station.
Right around 4th Street, and you could be on the show.
Yeah.
Being the person on the street.
All right, Jess. So I want to ask you guys if you would be upset if this happened to you. So picture this. It's your birthday, right? And you go to a restaurant to celebrate with your besties. And you have a little cake there as well. You put two tiny little candles on your birthday cake.
Is it the second birthday?
No.
Oh.
But, you know, you just don't
want to. Just 2 candles.
Maybe it was the number of candles.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It was just 2 candles.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Okay.
In that case, you still have only 2.
Yeah.
Right. But you know.
But it says 45 or however old.
Right. But everyone is singing to you. So it's just like a happy little moment. They're recording and you are just waiting to blow out your candles. And then an employee of the restaurant where you're at just comes into the frame of the video and blows out the candles for you. And then just. I couldn't understand exactly. By the way, if you want to check out this video, because there is video footage.
Oh, my God.
JV Morning Show.
I just watched it.
And you can't really hear exactly what the employee says, but it sounds something along the lines of, like, sorry, you can't. Either you can't have candles, you can't do that. Something along those lines. And people were outraged by this. Ooh. Because how dare you?
The woman whose birthday it is holding her phone, like, recording the video. God. So happy and smiley. The video's going and going. Oh, she's so happy. And then, yeah.
Because candles aren't allowed.
Yeah.
But look, it was just two candles. You can tell that, you know, she's about to blow out the candles herself. Why would the employee not either be like, hey, sorry, like, you need to blow those out quick, or those are not allowed, like, can we remove them? Something
first of all, you should have told the people when they're bringing it in the cake, you know? And I guess,
what if they did?
Yeah, and I understand that, but at the same time, it's like, we know how this goes. It's not like they're going to be lit all night once the song ends.
Yeah.
Give it a couple seconds, and then they get blown out. You didn't have to be a Jessica, you know? Just like, hey, wait, that's the new Karen name. Yeah. You didn't have to be a Karen or a Jessica. Like, you know they're going to get blown out. Just wait 2 seconds.
I get it, but let's just say that the employee there at the restaurant told these people multiple times, because we're just seeing a snippet, and yeah, she looks like she's being a total Jessica, but what if she had gone to this table and, like, look, you can't light candles, we have very sensitive smoke detectors in here, it's going to set off all the alarms, the fire department's going to come down here, we can't have any candles here, we don't allow any open flame in this restaurant or whatever, so no candles. And what if she, like, warned them several times and then they still did it?
Then you still go up and say something. You don't spit all over their cake.
Now the cake is ruined.
Yeah, I don't want to eat that cake.
That's disgusting.
She's being a total Jessica.
She is.
The worst you do is you blow them out with, I don't know, a paper or something. Like, or you just yell, hey, blow those out quick.
Or you run up and blow them out and be like, yes, my wish did come true. I wish for your candles to be out. Oh,
and
that'd be a Jessica
move.
I don't know how accurate this is, but the comments on the video were saying that the employee was fired and that a refund was given to this group of women who were celebrating birthday.
Wow.
Do you think she should have been fired for this?
I mean, in a customer-facing business, it doesn't seem like the right way, that this was handled the right way. Yeah. Suspended.
Yeah, I don't think a firing. Maybe a stern talking to.
Well, the fact that I went on social media, I feel like there was a lot of outrage on that. That's probably why.
And then they always feel pressure.
Yeah.
And, you know, people always, whether they've gone to this restaurant or not, they feel the need to go and bash the restaurant and the Yelp reviews.
Bombarding the place with negative reviews.
So they felt like they had to do something.
They probably did.
I get it. That's so disgusting. And then you can't even eat the cake afterwards.
No.
It's like, that's gross.
You can't?
Ruined.
No.
When you eat the cake when one of your friends blows their germs all over
it.
Yeah,
it's
a stranger.
Yeah, not a stranger.
Yeah.
And honestly, okay, there are some times that even then I don't. Like, I won't eat the outside. Like, if you go to a kid's birthday party and, like, you know they're spitting all over the place, you eat the inside of the cake but not, like, the outer layer of
frosting. How do you know that's the part that they serve to you?
What do you mean?
Like, what if you're not the one that cuts the cake?
Well, you know what's the top. You know what the top layer of the cake.
No, I'm saying any piece I get. If a little kid blew the candles out, like, I'm probably not eating the outer layer of frosting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, like, you've all been to a, and Selena.
Why have you?
I don't know. You give me cake sometimes when I go to your kids' birthdays, and I don't know where they blew the candles.
Well, if it's my kids, I will. But
it depends.
It depends what kid. You look at the kid, and if they're super, like, snotty, then, like, no. I'm not eating that.
There is, Selena's right, there is a formula to it. Because there are some kids, when you see them blow out the candles,
like,
and
not all kids.
It's very spitty, and they are already kind of snotty, and you're just like, I'm going to pass on the cake, I'm good.
Yeah.
And they're passing on the pieces, like, nah, I'm fine. Other times, you're like, okay, that seemed like a pretty dry blow.
Yeah. Or if it's somebody, and you know, like, they have really bad breath, you're like, I'm not eating that.
Yeah.
Yeah, valid.
That's never happened to me, but I feel like there's some people out there.
Yeah.
Someone can relate to that.
Uh-huh.
Someone out there can relate to that.
Somebody can.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health. Access to excellence.
So, a possible turning point in the Nancy Guthrie case. You know, she's been missing since February 1st when she was taken from her home in Arizona. So check this out. The FBI is reportedly using some new technology to zero in on DNA evidence. So what we thought was a cold case isn't a cold case at all. Roughly 24 investigators are still actively working on this case, like every day to this day. So agents right now, they're analyzing a DNA sample that was recovered from her home. It's already been sent through a private lab, and I think now it's back in federal hands. But the reason why it's been taking so long is because the DNA isn't clean. It's a mixed sample from multiple people. And so it's taking time to like separate the different DNA to figure out what is actually important, what was from, like, let's say a family member of weeks before or whatever. So they're having to separate everything and figure out what they actually need to move forward with this case. And that's why it's taking so long to process all of this information. But they are not giving up. They're throwing their latest tech at it, which is what they're doing right now. They're saying it could take another few months to sort through everything accurately because they're having to separate the strands and isolate everything, but they're not giving up.
Yeah, hopefully something comes about with, I don't know, with this information, because it's been so long now.
They need need a break in this case.
Yeah.
Desperately. And well, particularly when you have a very large cash reward, it's shocking that there has not been something new that actually leads to some, you know.
But hopefully if they're able to, like, get the actual DNA of the abductor, I mean, because clearly to this point they haven't been able to.
Yeah.
But at least they're still working on it. Maybe that'll lead to something, you know, with all these genealogy sites who we know that they've already reached out to try to get matches from different things. So
that has been the thing that's broken so many cold cases. So
hopefully that works. People are pointing out a major flub in the new trailer for Focker in Law. If you don't know, Ariana Grande is starring in the upcoming Focker's sequel. Careful. It'll be out this November, by the way. So the trailer dropped this week. You can go check it out on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. In the trailer, there's one part in particular everyone is talking about, because Ariana Grande's character challenges Ben Stiller's character to, like, a bicycle race, and Ariana falls off and she just completely eats it. But it's so obvious that this is a stunt double. Like, it looks like a young, like, it looks like a man.
Yeah.
Like, this is not, Ariana Grande is this petite, like, little thing. Yeah. Like, this is so clearly not her. And everyone on social media is, like, pointing it out. Like, come on.
Yeah.
A movie of this level, you couldn't have done a little better with the stunt double casting.
Maybe they'll clean it up with some more CGI effects.
Yeah.
Because the person right when they hit the ground looks like they grow a goatee.
It's like, it's so not her.
Did you guys see the goatee appear? Like, there's some facial, or maybe that's the strap on the bike helmet interacting or something with the special effects they're trying to do. I don't know.
But I'm so surprised that they even left that part in. Like, you can clearly tell it's somebody else.
Excitement level for this movie. Honestly, when I first saw that the trailer was dropping, this was like Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
I thought it was a joke. I'm like, I thought it was like a parody movie, like something for like SNL or something. But no, it's real.
I'm excited for it.
I'm excited, yeah.
I love all those, like, that series of movies. However,
oh, you are in your
30s, for the third one,
so you've seen all of them.
I've seen at least two.
Have you
of
seen
them.
Little Fockers?
I have. Which one is that one?
That's the third one.
Oh, I never even heard of that.
That was a huge flop.
Yeah,
I have not seen that one, but the first two were good.
I will say, though, when I look at Ariana Grande in these trailers, all I see is Glinda.
Yeah,
I
know. That's why I thought it was fake.
I was about to say it's ruined it for me.
Why
you guys.
Why did they change her hair? Something.
Right.
I don't know. I just, like, I'm excited for the movie, and then she's Glinda the main character.
Was she filming this at the same time as Wicked?
Maybe.
Probably.
But you would think they would have thrown a wig on her or something.
No, because I think Wicked was done filming like a long time ago. They just dropped the parts separately, but I want to say they were done.
That's right.
She's still in character.
Yeah.
Because she lived in that character for years.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, major jet fuel crisis alert. According to the International Energy Agency, they're saying that in 6 weeks, Europe will be entirely out of jet fuel, which means air travel in and out of airports in Europe could be halted entirely or just become extremely expensive unless they are resupplied. It'd have ripple effects across flights all around the globe, because obviously SFO, all these airports fly in and out of Europe, and your plane might get stuck there. And then we just see delays and cancellations. All right, this jet fuel shortage, obviously in regards to the war in Iran, the Middle East has some of the biggest jet fuel refineries in the world. And we know the flow of ships carrying oil and fuel has been completely choked off, basically. The president this morning saying that the strait is now 100% open, but that is, of course, hinging on some very tenuous ceasefires holding up in the region, and, of course, hinging on whether or not you can believe anything this president says. Worldwide, 10 different airlines have already raised their prices or cut service or downsized their fleets or eliminated some routes altogether because of this jet fuel crisis. But, again, Europe, starting with Europe, could be completely out of jet fuel within 6 weeks.
Oh my God.
Hopefully things are opening up and they can get resupplied. Otherwise, air travel is going to become, and it already has been, it already has been a nightmare with the TSA shutdown and all the stuff. Yeah. And then throw this and then rising costs of fuel and all sorts of things. It's already been a mess. This is, yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you for that update, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Kehlani on Folk. Kehlani unfolded. No, it is folded. Yep. It is actually folded, fresh out of the basket. Kehlani, yep. Right there. Wild 94.9 with the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chidi.
Getting closer to playing our winning talkback for these Disneyland Resort tickets. There's
the
still
final
is time,
one.
Though. Yeah, but there still is some time. If you want to get in a last minute talkback for your chance to win, just let us know that you want these tickets. Let us know who you would take with you. Just let us know anything about the Disney Resort, and you'll automatically be in the running. We're going to randomly select a talkback. 9:25 is when we are going to play it right here on the air. You must be here at that time, because then you're going to have to give us a call back within those first 10 minutes to claim your ticket.
And so, we had somebody whiff on that already this week.
Yes.
Heartbreaking.
Don't let that be you. Yeah. In the meantime, though, let's go back to Chidi's tweets. Chidi hangs with us Fridays, and she tweets a lot. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
How did I end up on alcoholic TikTok?
Ooh, what is that?
Is that something you
like?
Is there
fun
something
alcoholic or
like
depressing?
To tell us?
There were alcoholics in college, and they just realized that they were alcoholics now.
These that are people sense. That you know, or just
no, just random.
And now you're following, you're invested in their journey?
Yeah, so I just watched one video, and then after that, I just kept getting fed more videos of people talking about their experience in college when they were alcoholics and didn't know it.
I feel like that's Graham.
Maybe. Ooh. But I didn't know it.
Yeah, but now you do.
Right, but that's in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe, Chidi, are you trying to tell us something? Is this a cry for help?
Like, why would this have been served to you in the first place?
The first step is admitting you have a problem.
Listen, TikTok just likes to feed stories.
The algorithm knows.
That I like the stories that they were telling, because it was actually intriguing. So they just knew I liked to keep watching them, and they kept feeding me more.
Alcohol?
No, the videos about alcohol.
Got it. But in the videos, yeah. People were getting fed more and more alcohol. Never mind. It's a vicious cycle.
Right.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber has been all over my FYP, and I'm loving every second of it.
You're in your Bieber feels?
I am. I used to be a believer back in the day.
But you're not now?
It's been a while. It's been a minute. I still like him. But after Coachella, I'm like, oh my gosh, all these old songs that he was singing, it brought back like my
teenage
days.
Yeah, I feel like all the OG believers are like coming back thanks to his, you know, his Coachella set.
Big time. FYP means for you, Paige.
Yes.
Just, you know, some people may not know that. I'm just, you know, letting people know that didn't know that in that part. Yeah, the Justin Bieber worship has come across mine as well. People that I know, you know, have been just constantly posting about. The thing that I kept thinking about is because he sold the rights to his catalog music, man, the spike in interest and downloads and stuff and streams that he's getting right now has to be just massive. And he is not benefiting from that. At all. Somebody else is making all the money on
but
that.
But he's rich enough because he has all of Haley's makeup money.
Yeah, I mean, she's got
to pay off his debts.
She's got a $1 billion brand, and he sold that for $200 million or whatever.
True.
Yeah, he had to pay $20 million something, whatever, back
Haley
to Scooter Braun. But okay.
Is the breadwinner, for sure.
Yeah, they're not hurting.
Guys, he's getting paid $10 million for this Coachella.
Yeah, so he's got money.
There you go. Now. Yeah, his streams. Whew. The spike in streams isn't amounting to more than that $10 million, I'm assuming. Anytime I see the hashtag who remembers, I read it as whore members.
Me too. Oh my gosh, me too.
Every time.
Whore members.
I'm glad it's not just me.
It always gets me.
There was a Never mind. No,
now
I'm
you,
not even
now gonna, you have to say it.
No, I was just going to say there was a very famous Saturday Night Live sketch where they used to do the Celebrity Jeopardy, and they had Sean Connery's character, and he always mispronounced the thing, you know, whatever the word was, you know, it was therapist, he would say the rapist.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Like,
he always butchered whatever the category was. It was very funny. He would also say whore members. This Mango Dream energy, so damn good. Take all my money.
Is this the one that you shotgunned?
No, this is at Starbucks.
Oh, the competitor!
Wow. I know.
Wait, you're going to the enemy?
Yeah, you guys, you know what's so funny? I actually was in the drive-thru in Dixon.
Chidi works at Dutch Bros.
I work at Dutch Bros. Dutch Bros is across the street from Starbucks, so I went there.
So on your break, you go over to the rival?
No, this was on my day off.
Oh, and then they asked even me to, worse.
Yeah. And then they asked me to come in. I was like, no, I'm kind of busy. And then I was
and
at the drive-thru.
Across the street?
Across the street. Tell me why my assistant manager was right behind me.
No.
We were both just there, but I've been getting...
In Starbucks?
Yeah.
Did they recognize your car?
Yeah, she was like, Chidi, I think you're... Are you at Starbucks line? I was like, huh? And she's like, I think I'm behind you.
Wow, the entire Dutch Bros crew going to Starbucks.
And she's also going, I'm sorry, I'm not feeling well. I can't get out of bed today. I'm not going to be able to come in and cover a shift.
Wow.
Is that you in front of me in line?
At the enemy? Now that we know this about Chidi, who do you think she listens to on the radio when she's not here?
You're probably right. That one morning show that does all the fake bits where they just fake everything and they use voice actors.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we'll send you some flowers. Who do you want to send them to?
Yep.
And the guy on the other line is like, yeah, I want to tell the entire Bay Area I'm a cheater. So, yeah, please put me on the
radio.
Said no one ever. God, it's so fake.
Anyways, but that's Chidi's faves.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those are her
Thanks
faves.
A lot, Chidi. Thanks for your loyalty. I appreciate you.
We got time for one more.
Oh, let's do it then. 2 seconds after I got a pedicure, I messed up my polish. SMH. Mm-mm-mm. What'd you bunk it into?
My car door. Because, you know, sometimes when they give you the slip, first of all, I don't get gel because the gel always comes out off from my nails.
Really?
And so I just get the regular. Also, it's more expensive. I'm kind of cheap. So I get the regular one. And they give you the little flip-flops.
And you're slipping and sliding all over the place.
And and then I was in the car and I just hit it. And then it messed up on my toe. And I was so sad.
Why didn't you go back and they would have fixed it?
Is that a thing? Can you, if you like bunk it up on your way to the car, you run back in. You're like, hey, I'm sorry. Can you... Get back here.
Yeah, I mean, if you're like sitting there, I mean, I know people that have gone like the next day, like, why is it coming off right now? Like, and they'll fix it for you.
Oh, I should have done that. But I think we went when they were closing, so I wouldn't be able to.
Plus, that's doing too much. Yeah. Anybody got time for that? You're trying to go home.
Exactly.
All right. In about 10 minutes, we are going to play the winning talk back for these tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Now, it could be yours. If you left us a talk back at any point this morning trying to get these tickets, listen back here at 9:25. If you hear your talk back played, you're going to have to give us a call back then to claim those tickets.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Someone is winning these tickets to the Disneyland Resort. It is all led up to this moment. If you left us a talk back this morning.
I did.
Trying to win these tickets. No, you didn't, Graham, because you are automatically disqualified.
Uh-oh.
But you listening, if you did leave us a talk back for Disneyland Resort tickets, you know we got this 4-pack right here. This is... today's winner.
Good morning, JV Show.
It's Alexa, Aaron,
and Rosalind, and Danny from San Jose, and we're so, so excited to enter the contest for the Disneyland tickets. We listen to the JV Show every morning on our way to school, and I would really, really be so happy and love to win the tickets to take my nieces and nephews for their first time.
Happy Friday, JV Show.
I really, really want to go to Disneyland.
Oh.
Have a good day, Selena, Graham, and Jess. Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God, that little voice. I just won me over.
Danny from San Jose. I think that's what Mom said her name was there. I hope. Make that little kid's dream come true that said, I really want to
call
go to Disneyland.
Back.
Please.
Call us back.
I am starting the timer right now. You got 10 minutes to give us a call. Claim those tickets. Oh, don't break my heart and not be listening. That happened once already this week. I can't take, my heart can't take any more of that. All right, give us a call. 888-333-9490. Danny in San Jose.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Danny.
Are you sure you're Danny?
The Danny from San Jose?
Yes, I'm the Danny.
Okay, prove it. What color shirt are you wearing?
Yeah.
black, like my soul.
Dang it, that checks out. It does, yeah. I saw that in her file. It says she has
a black soul.
Yes.
And Jess, you did all the verifying.
Yes, we verified everything.
Okay.
She's the real Danny, and all right. She is now going to be going to the Disneyland Resort. Yay!
Excited! I'm shaking. Like, the kids are going to be like, they're gonna lose their minds. Oh my god, they're so excited! And one of them, their birthday's next week, so this is just so perfect.
Love that! Oh, we are so happy for you guys. All right, Danny. Well, thanks for giving us the call back. Hang on here for those tickets. Oh, I love that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.